Now, I've been asked to give a report about Pretty Valley, and when someone's asked me about giving a report for Pretty Valley, I kind of say the same thing. It's been going on for many years, long before I got in, and since I've gotten involved in it, it seems to get easier and easier, and it almost seems to run itself. And it seems like there's not much to tell you, but upon thinking about it, you know, last year one of the big topics of camp was prayer. And this year, if we could look at Genesis 22, just for one verse. Wasn't sure if I was going to start with this verse, but Genesis 22 and 14. Where the Lord has provided the lamb for Abraham, for his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And that word Jehovah Jireh means the Lord will provide. And I thought, That was one of the big things about camp this year, is that the Lord will provide. I believe I spoke before camp started, and I mentioned how our chapel had collapsed at camp, and there was still a lot of work that needed to be done on some of the buildings, and always knowing in the back of my mind that the Lord will provide. And even though we did have some setbacks, you know, the Lord will provide. But a lot of things happen on the way. And another verse that came to my mind was yesterday at the wedding when it was quoted, Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And that verse, I know oftentimes it gets quoted, but you think about that. Stress and lean not unto thine own understanding. We can get ourselves so thrown off by that little phrase, by leaning unto our own understanding. Because I had a lot of concerns over this building that had collapsed. I thought, well, how can we run a camp with a building that could fall over at any minute? Safety reasons. What are we going to do? Where are we going to have the meetings that we use this building for? But the Lord has provided, and I knew that He was going to provide. It was something that happened way before camp started. Dorothy had just made up some new camp forms, the registration forms, and we were so delighted that Staples had a sale. They had color copies for 39 cents, and that was a really good deal. So we thought, well, this is where I have to go. When I go, I seem to bungle up the whole thing. But Dorothy told me, she says, you know, the 60 copies. Get both sides done, and it's a do-it-yourself thing. So, you know, she kind of gave me a little pep talk before I went into the store. I got into the store. I asked the lady, you know, I want these color copies. I want 60 of them. And she brought me over to the machine. She showed me how to operate the machine, and away I went. Asked her what kind of paper I should use. Everything. I get my 60 copies. It took, I don't remember how long. It took 20 minutes or so. I get to the till, and I give her these, and I tell her, yeah, there's 60 of them, and they're double-sided. So I got about $55 in my hand, ready to pay it out. And remember, the Lord works in ways that we don't understand. So the girl, you know, she looks at the stack, and she takes my word for it. Okay, 60 copies. Double-sided. She told me, she says, oh, it doesn't matter, sir, that they're double-sided. I said, well, yeah, it does. So she rings it up, and She says, 45 cents. Now, what would you do in a situation like that? Many of us are tempted to just, 45 cents, right? You know, hurry, I'm leaving very quickly before anybody catches it. I told her, I says, excuse me, but there's some kind of mistake here. She says, oh no, sir, it's 45 cents. I says, no, it can't be 45 cents. I have 60 copies and they're double-sided. You have to charge me 120 times that. No, sir, we have a special on right now. All of our color copies are 39 cents. Up, this is from 1 to, I think it was 2,999. They're 39 cents. I said, you better get one of these ladies over here. So there's three ladies. She looks over, she says, he doesn't believe that we're charging our color copies for 39 cents. All three ladies, oh yes, sir, it's 39 cents. This is for 60 copies. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Up to 2,999. I said, okay, thank you. I gave her a toonie. I was going to keep the change, but she gave me back the change. And we got all of our camp forms for 45 cents. Now that's not a really big thing. But if you think about it, it really is a big thing. Again, my worry was safety, and that we didn't have a building to have our chapel meetings. And then Jack Gould let us borrow his tent, one of his older tents. He wasn't using it. It's still up at the camp, and he hasn't asked me for it back. I think he likes the space out of his garage. But and actually thinking about it, and we put it in a place that was well sheltered, and the tent worked probably far better than that building we had ever did. It was because they were on the grass. There was no noise. There was enough lighting. We had to make do. We had lost our chapel. Basically, the roof had collapsed because of the heavy snowfall, and so most of the contents got damaged as well, including an overhead projector and a lot of our songbooks. And although we were able to retrieve enough of it that we were able to function. But another way the Lord provided was the staff. It's always interesting to hear. You know, you always know that there's going to be enough staff because there's a really good core of people who want to come. They're getting older. They have jobs. They have responsibilities. And I understand that it gets tougher and tougher and tougher. But you know, and you could talk to them how the Lord opened doors for them to come. And it's just a really amazing getting the right staff. And I'm really flying around here, but being a volunteer at something like a camp is I was talking to one young guy, and he was telling me how he went to Seed Sowers. He went to 4 weeks of Seed Sowers, and that's great. That is great, you know. But camp is different in the fact that I've been to Seed Sowers, and you go all day, and it's a lot of work, and it's great. But then you have your own activities in the evenings, and you know you're free. You're free in the evening. Where at camp, you might have a little boy or a little girl crying at 3 o'clock in the morning because she has to go to the bathroom. You might wake up at 2 a.m. and because a noise woke you up, and then you find out that somebody fell off the top bunk, which happens pretty much every night. Wetting the bed. Although they always seem to come to me when there's a toilet plugged. That's okay. That's okay. I don't mind doing it, but getting the right staff is very, very important. You know, and We've lost individuals over the years. I remember when we first got here, there was a cook by the name of Edna. And when Edna told us that, you know, she's not in the best of health anymore, and you know, she thought maybe she'd pass this year, and it was like, oh my, what are we going to do? But you know, the Lord always puts somebody there. The Lord always puts somebody to fill their shoes, and that goes right from the bottom right to the very top. And nobody is unexpendable. But and we had some cooks that filled in very, very nicely. This year was we had quite a number of girls. We had a full camp. We would always say that our camp can hold 50 people, and that would be for right everybody, from staff to campers. And we had 51 this year. We had 31 girls that were campers. 15 of them were from our Sunday school. That would include those that were involved in the Teen Truth. And a couple of them actually were actually helpers. They helped us out. The boys, we had 21 boys. We had 41 in total. So I think one boy left early. So we outnumbered the boys with staff. And that is amazing, because we have two purposes for camp. One is to preach the gospel to these young ones, even the older ones. There was a mother that was there who was not saved, and she came along, and she heard the gospel twice a day, and from anyone that she talked to along the way. But we had I lost my train of thought there. Anyway, I forgot exactly what I was saying, and that usually happens to me. But camp this year, one of my concerns is always the river. The first year we had gone out, the river was swollen, and it was very dangerous, and we couldn't use it that one year. Since then, we've been able to use it. We often, you know, we like to have the river at just the right level. You know, we're a fussy people. I like to have the perfect river, you know, just nice enough to swim in, and comfortable enough to go tubing. You know, that if it's too high, well, it can be a little fast. If it's too low, well, then you're doing a lot of walking. Well, the river this year was actually very low, and the fellows and the ladies who took the girls tubing said that it was quite low. They did a lot of walking on the rocks. But you know, and that would have made our swim hole not so pleasant. But you know, the Lord brought beavers. The Lord brought three beavers to our swim hole. And these beavers made, they started a dam, so it wasn't that high yet. But when I got there and I went down to the river, honestly, I have never seen the river look so pretty. Just what was once a muddy bottom with rocks strewn here and there was now, it was just where the dam, just below the dam, the water became a little swifter and washed all the mud away. So all you could see was beautiful rocks, just a whole beautiful rocky bottom. And the water is crystal clear. And then we have our nice little swim hole. And it was great. Well, I was a little concerned, because I don't know if you've ever seen a beaver. They're big. They're, like people say, you know, they're little tiny. They're huge. They're big. Like you could confuse them with a small bear. And I was concerned that because their home was so close to where the kids are swimming, like within 5 feet, I was wondering if that was not dangerous. They I heard they have big teeth. But this is something that the Lord brought.
Richard, I think you were at the point where you could tell us two purposes of the camp. One was to preach the gospel.
One was to preach, yes, thank you. One was to preach the gospel to the unsaved, and the other is to encourage the spiritual growth of the believer.
Okay.
So that's having 20 boys and 20 staff who could use a little encouragement, and even if they don't need a little encouragement, I hope they got a little encouragement. But yeah, so the Lord brought us beavers. Another thing that we needed was chairs. All of our benches that were in the chapel were holding what was left of the roof, and so we needed chairs. And got a call from the Serbans, and they said we have some old chairs downstairs, and we were wondering if you could use them up at your camp. Yes, I think we got 26 of them. We used 40 altogether. We used one bench from the camp and some of our own chairs, but those that were there could say we had for the largest camp that we had, the girls' camp, we had just enough chairs. There's a portion in the Bible. I'd like to read part of John 13. This is where the Lord Jesus washes the disciples' feet. I want to read from verse 12, actually. John 13 and verse 12. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. And you know, getting back to Proverbs 3, where we're told to lean not unto our own understanding. You know, if you could hear, if you've heard some of the things that go on at camp, and oftentimes we perceive negativeness. I know sometimes I can get a little down because I'm thinking, boy, we had such a busy year. We did two roofs, and just as we were getting on, just as we were getting to leave after doing two roofs, and we just had a major B, well, the Lord brought a big downpour, and we discovered that another one of our buildings was leaking. And we can get kind of negative about that. If we talk about cleaning toilets and cleaning up after the children, some of them can be pretty messy. And it's true. I mean, if you have kids of your own, you know what kind of mess they can get themselves into. Just the basic necessities that our young people, and it's mostly our young people who are there doing the work, we can get negative about it and say, why would I want to do that? I mean, why do I want to give up my holidays to go to camp? To have the kids going, why do I have to go to chapel and stuff like that? Like we can really think negatively about that. But and I'm sure like Peter was in the same boat. He kind of said, Lord, you're not going to wash my feet, you don't expect me to wash John's feet. But the Lord reveals a little secret here, I think. And he says, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. And I trust that each one that comes to camp. Now, the ones that come as helpers, as volunteers, they generally come back. And that, I mean, I remember the first year that I helped out at a camp myself. I had the I think it was supposed to be the 6 and 7 year old boys up at Living Waters. and they snuck a 5-year-old in. And he was so much work. Honestly, I had to blow his nose. I was wondering how everybody had free time because I was so busy. But you know, after that year, I was hooked on camp. It was just so much work, but it was so enjoyable. And you know, I don't know if it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, that same young boy got baptized in Saskatoon. And that's really encouraging. You know, this camp up at Pretty Valley, when we were looking at a van to purchase for the hall, and the salesman there, we got to talking. I was interested in that van, and we got to talking, and I got to mention how we use it to drive kids up to a camp in the Swan River area. And he kind of looked at me and he says, which camp is that? So I said, Pretty Valley Bible Camp. I said, it's about, 15 miles south of Swan River. He says, I know exactly where it is. He says, I went there when I was a kid. And you could tell all the memories came back. He was 44 years old. He said, I went to that camp. And so I asked him if he was a believer. And he said, well, I believe in something. I could tell by that one moment. And he was at camp for a week, just like everybody else. And I don't know how many years he went, but you could see in his mind the memories that were going through his mind, and the tears kind of welled up in his eyes, and he was really warm to a conversation. When I called him back a couple of days later, he got over that, and he kind of didn't want to talk about it again because he told me some very personal things, and I maybe he was a little embarrassed by that, but you know, that's the kind of impact that a camp like that has. Like these children, the chapel is 1 hour, both. Very, very similar to the way we have treasure seekers, and these children, some of them are saved, some of them are not saved, and the time that they spend, one of the girls who wasn't at camp but was visiting, she told me about another camp that had all these great things, a 100-foot water slide and all these wonderful things, and she says, "Yeah, but this camp is the best. This camp is the best." And I told her, I said, you don't have to say that. I says, I know those other camps have the great. She says, they have such great activities, horseback riding and archery and 100-foot water slides. She says, no. She says, I got the most out of this camp. That's what she told me, and I know why. I know why. It's because of the staff that attend. That's why, because they get personal with the kids. They're volunteers. A lot of these other camps, they're paid personnel. You know, they have a different, there's the shepherd and there's the hireling, right? You know, you guys do a wonderful job. I know we're all getting older. I know it's harder every year to get the time off. Please come again. Please come again. I need you. The kids need you. And it's just an amazing time. I didn't want to do any extra work at the camp. This year I thought I've thinking about my own role at the camp, and I thought, I didn't want to do. I'm usually between heading things off. I when the kids are down at the beach, I'm usually doing some kind of work, whether it's fixing some plumbing or whatever. But I said to myself, I didn't want to do that this year. I want to spend more time with the kids. And you know what? The work still got done. Mark and a few of his buddies They did some further work on our building that we're trying to renovate for the new chapel, and it was partially quoted by Bob this morning, that verse that says, "If a man compels you to go a mile, go with him two, go with him twain, but go with him two, go the extra mile." You know, Lauren Wood is the type of man. His whole family was helping out at camp, and he always tries to fit in where he knows he can. You know, I really appreciate that. He's never been a cabin leader. I don't believe he's ever spoken at one of our chapel meetings. He could do it, but with his schedule and stuff. But you know, he took a look at that building, and like I said, I was fretting over it. I was worried that the kids were going to be climbing all over it and maybe get hurt. I wasn't even sure what the parents were going to say because when they drive in, the first thing you see is this building and it's collapsed. If you were a parent and you were bringing your child and you saw this dangerous building, you would think twice, I think. None of the parents said a word about it. I was the Lord just masked it from them. But Lauren decided, I'm going to take Thursday and Friday off. And he told me, he says, well, he didn't tell me in so many words, but he just said, don't worry, you don't have to help me at all. He says, this is just something that I want to do. Occasionally, some of the guys pitched in and helped. But he brought a trailer and he slowly took that thing apart, just board by board, piece by piece. And he took Thursday and Friday off work, and he worked the 2 days. Well, Friday night after the kids left, it was finished, and there was a big pile about 10 or 12 feet high, 10 or 12 feet around, and we had a massive bonfire that night out in the field. And then I said, well, we got a long day tomorrow. I'm going to say my goodnights. Good night. Got up quite early because we were planning to go home quite early that day. And when I got out, there's Lauren in the field. He'd been up all night. It had to be at least 200 yards to water, and he was shuttling back and forth pails of water. When it was down to just coals, he would put it out and throw it in his trailer. He cleaned up everything. I just figured if you let it burn, you just kind of rake out the ashes, and by next spring it'll all be gone. It'll all disappear. But no, he went that extra mile. He stayed up all night to make sure that it wasn't going to spread. He made sure that it was all cleaned up, and he said the dump was going to open in about a half an hour. So when we left, he left, and he was just, his trailer never did burn down. That was our concern, that he didn't put everything out, but you know, that's to me that's an example of where we can pitch in. You know, he had to work. He couldn't really participate in the camp, but he's always done little jobs. We had a problem. We couldn't get the lights on in the bathroom, so he went at it. He had the tools, and he got off work, he came and he did it. And you know, how much more, like, our young people, I have to say, our young people are on fire. And from what I've seen and what I've witnessed, I am so proud. But you know, what can we do? What little thing can we do? You know, we all have a talent. And I'm not just talking about a gift, but you know, there's always something, and it's there's always something that we can do around here, whether it's at home, whether it's at work. The Lord says, "Happy are ye if you do it." And you know, There may be something that you used to do. Maybe you've gotten discouraged, you know, and I know we all go through times of discouragement. I totally understand. But you know, when we're discouraged, we lose that joy and we miss out. We're not happy because we're not doing it. We're not doing what we used to do. And you know, I just wonder if we just say to ourselves, you know, that's enough. Or if we trace back to that first time we were discouraged, you know, and figure out what was it? What really was it that discouraged me? If you think about it, you'll know what that was. I guarantee it. You'll know what that was. Because the Lord, do you think that the Lord wants you to be happy? I'm confident of that. And you know, Lauren was probably too tired to express the joy that he had for doing that all night. He was pretty tired. He was all smoked up like a firefighter. But I bet you he had a really good feeling about that. I bet you he did. And you know, the Lord blesses. And I know after camp, I was just telling somebody, after camp I veg out. I do. I'm just a wreck. I'm just totally. And I know that a lot of you are the same. I know my wife is like that. But you always have those memories. You always talk about the bad things, right? All the things that go wrong. You always talk about that and you laugh about it, right? That's what we are. That's the way it works. So the Lord says, "Happy are ye if you follow my example." And you know, there's still a lot of work that needs to be done at camp. People were asking me if we're going to have a work bee this fall, and I'm not sure I can work it in my schedule that I have. I just don't think. But I'm really hoping for spring. I'm really hoping for spring. Unless somebody has some ideas, I'm more than willing to hear them. But for right now, I don't think there's anything planned for this fall. But no, camp is great. It's been going on. I don't know how many years it's been going on, but we just pray that it would continue on, and that, you know, some of the younger ones, there aren't too many younger ones here that are up and comers, but so we're going to have to hang on to you guys, the ones that are coming out. But let's just close in prayer.